get involved on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. It's great to have you here. Join me, Gem Swallow, every Friday as I talk happiness and living life to the fullest. I talk about what I try and what I come across, along with mindset and motivation, health and fitness. That's Quirky Gems Podcast every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts. Would you like to advertise here on Quirky Gems Podcast? I've got two packages available for you. The intro package gets you an advert read out right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You'll get your socials, a website. It's available. You'll also get a link in my link tree. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal, £6, available worldwide. The Let's Get Social package. You get your advert read out right here. Right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You'll also get your link available in my Twitter. Every time I drop a new podcast, you will get seen by my followers. You will also get your link in my link tree. How amazing is that? £12 for 1 month. Payment via PayPal available worldwide. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Double Envelopment is a poetry collection in response to the harsh conditions affecting many of our people who only want a better future for their children. Written by Gary Beck, get your copy via Gems Inktree. Can lust ever turn into love? This is a question I'm asking right here on Quirky Gems Podcast, Happiness and Living Life to the Fullest. I'm Gem Swallow. Hiya, I hope this episode finds you well. This episode is being recorded in a very, very cold house. It's the end of September, which is crazy because a couple of weeks ago we were having a heat wave. And now, here I am, in my onesie, sat on my bed, and there's condensation on the windows. I'm wearing a beanie and socks. I don't know how this happened, but yeah. We're only in the beginning stages of autumn, and already it's difficult. I'm not liking it. I'm not liking the cold. So I thought, well, a better way to warm ourselves up than by talking about something that could, you know, get you a bit hot under the collar. So we're talking about lust and we're talking about love. My question, again, can lust ever turn into love? Lust is everywhere, isn't it? You hear about it on TV, in songs, everywhere. And with this, I was wondering, are the two connected or are they different things? So, my definition of lust is, it's quick, it doesn't last, and it's mainly attraction, and it can either lead to sex or it fizzles out. Love, on the other hand, is lingering, and it's made of sturdier stuff. So, we did talk about this in the past episode, didn't we? We talked about love, and I was blown away by everyone's responses. So if you're involved in that episode, thank you so much. And in this episode, I was being nosy. You know me. If you're an avid listener here on the podcast, you'll know what I'm like. I wanted to see, you know, I wanted to be nosy and ask a question. So, what I put it to you guys is interesting. I don't think lust can turn into love. I think they're two different things. I'm going to put my head above the crowd here and make myself act like a bit like, you know, the black sheep. But I don't think they can. I think attraction is one thing. I think you can be attracted to someone. But I think you can take the attraction and fall in love with someone. For example, you can say what you see on the outside and fall in love with what they are, their personality, is how to care for them. But how I associate lust I don't think it can happen in that way. I don't think, well, I think it's like, you know when you're in the friend zone, once you're in it, you can't really escape it. And I think lust is the same thing. Once you're in lust, you can't really escape it. But I ask you guys, so if you're following me on Twitter, it's at Radio Gem. I ask you guys, because as I said, I am nosy. And I wanted to see what you guys thought. And you didn't disappoint. So, Shoe World Order on Twitter, he went, oh yeah, definitely. So the question was, can lust ever turn into love? Oh yeah, definitely. Thank you, Shoe. Amy of York on Twitter, I think it can turn into it, because love never comes before lust. Most people have to feel attraction to someone to want to be interested to get to know them in the first place. Yeah, that one, that kind of perception, I can understand what Amy was saying. But it's interesting how we both come at, like, attraction. But when we look at lust and we think, well, what is lust? Is lust attraction? Is it a chemical imbalance? Is it, like, you know, is it biology? But, I keep myself up here. But, yeah, what Amy said, I can agree with. Thank you, Amy. Tim, at It's Turbo Tim on Twitter. All depends what the person is thinking, I guess. That's my only rational thought. Yeah, this one, it kind of made it broaden out a bit, because when you think about lust, I think about it as being a short-term thing. I think about it as being, you know, it's more, I fancy you, I want ya, bish, bash, bosh, like a better word, and then, you know, sex happens, but unless there's a chemistry or a connection, it just goes. But living in today's society, one thing I've learned is that not everybody wants a connection. Not everybody wants to have a relationship where it's deep or it's intense. Because some people, they just want something that is no strings attached. They want something that is going to be easy. You know, I'll ring you up on Monday, let's hook up on a Wednesday. Or, what are you doing tonight? Do you want to, you know, fancy having a roll around? That kind of thing. I'm sure that does happen. And you do have dating websites. And I think maybe with those kind of things, when you hear about swiping right or swiping left, I wonder if that is another thing. Like, when you think about that, that is lust. It's kind of like how I would put it. Like, you are internet shopping. And you found something. I do it all the time. I'm not even going to lie. I do it all the time. I'm an eBay chick. You know this. So, you're internet shopping. You come across something you really want. And you really like. And you think, oh, and you're attracted to it. And you try and picture how this item, I'm talking about an item, but we could be talking about a person, an item fits into your life. Are you going to use it? How are you going to use it? Is it affordable? Are you going to enjoy it? Is it practical? All these questions. And for me, I think lust would be like, yeah, I have you. It's a quick burst of excitement. But love, I think love is more intense and it lingers. It's more, I don't know, I mean, I think if I apply this question to where I am in life at the moment, okay, recently I have had or am having a health scare. So I am going through something that has turned my life upside down and I have never been so scared, frustrated, and there's no other word for it apart from them, and confused all at the same time. And one thing I have noticed is that if I was in a relationship of lust, it would make it kind of difficult because that's not what I'm setting out for. Lust to me, it doesn't fulfill any needs. Sure, okay, you can have sex if you want to, but you can have that when you're in love as well. But one thing I have noticed is that being in love, you get way more out of it. So, if I apply my life to the question, so I have had a health scare for about, I'd say it's gotten intense about the last 2 weeks. And with this, my hormones, it's been an emotional roller coaster. But I've gotten a lot of strength from being in love. I know that there's someone, if I, you know, if I want to hug, someone's there. If I want to sit in a quiet room and not do anything, I can do that with this person. If I want to scream, which, to be honest, that takes up a lot of energy, I can. If I'm confused, I can talk. If I'm scared, which is an emotion I've been having a lot of, but if I'm scared, I can talk my feelings through. I don't think as a person, for me, lust has ever been something that I have been drawn to. It's not something that I've ever been seeking out actively, but love, definitely, because for me, it's more of a unit. It's more you're getting something back. So, that's me. How about you? What do you think? Can lust ever turn into love? Now, you might be asking, well, Jem, in your relationship, didn't lust ever turn into love? No. Because when I met my other half, I thought he was attractive, looking, but I didn't want to sleep with him. It took me a while to get to that stage, if I'm being honest, and I was more introduced more to his personality and his sense of humour. I didn't really, I know you can have these times, can't you, where you meet someone and you think, whoa, they're hot, or oh, wouldn't mind a bit of that. For me, well, I mean, that's how down south, that's how people talk. But for me, that didn't happen. It took a fair while for me to get to that place. But now, even being in love, I will look at my other half and think, wow, you're gorgeous, or, you know, appreciate them. But I don't think, oh man, maybe on some times I do if the need arises, but I don't look and think, I just want to rip your clothes off. I mean, let's do this, you know. Probably too much information at this point. But yeah. So, that's my take on can lust ever turn into love. What's your take? If you haven't gotten involved, let me know. It's at Radio Gem on Twitter. And it'll be good to get what your opinion is. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hopefully there'll be way more. I've got a head full of questions that I probably should not ask. But I'm going to anyway. And yeah, thank you for listening. This is Quirky Gems Podcast. Yep, yeah it is. And me, yeah, I am Gem Swallow. Thank you so much for listening and pressing play. I hope you enjoyed it. And thank you to everyone that got involved. Catch you again next week. Same time. Does that work for you? Great. I'll see you then.